You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And we're back. Happy Thursday, you guys. I'm so happy to be back here with you guys again. And I just want you to take a second, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and picture this. Picture you just did a cosplay, and maybe your stomach's out or your thighs are out, and you don't have the best looking body. And just imagine you posted that picture on Instagram, and you were 100% comfortable with it. You were okay with what you looked like. The haters didn't bother you. And you just felt so empowered by that picture. Now, let's be honest. This does not always happen. And that's why in this episode, we're talking about cosplay versus confidence. Because I want you guys to be confident in your cosplay. That's right, we're starting our cosplay series. And I just want you guys to see that you can be amazing and talented and beautiful in your cosplay, just like all of those lovely ladies and gentlemen that you guys look up to. Sound good? All right, stay tuned for this episode where I give you my best tips on being confident in your own cosplay and in your own skin. So a couple years ago, I was at ASEN, which is Anime Central for those who are non-Midwesterners and don't know which convention that is. And I decided to dress up as one of my favorite women in the anime universe, Ikumi Mito from Food Wars. Yes, that's right. I'm talking bra and short shorts all the way. And I'm not saying I have the most unpleasant body, but I don't have the best looking body either. So I was already a little insecure. And of course your girl did this cosplay like last minute, 2 seconds down to the wire. So at this point, I'm rushing to the con because I'm already running late and I'm supposed to be meeting people. But when I get there, no one I know is there. Now, I did this cosplay because I assumed not a lot of people was going to know who I was. Boy, was I mistaken. So let's just set the scene here. I'm at this convention. I'm by myself. I'm half naked. And everyone wants to take a picture with me. I'm already so insecure and so uncomfortable, and I don't know how to say no, so I'm consistently taking all these pictures, and I'm so uncomfortable, and eventually, you know, I start drinking, my friends show up, and it's just a regular con after that. But I think it's hilarious to think about, in the beginning of that con, my fight or flight was so intact because of my own insecurities. Everyone else thought I looked amazing. They thought I looked so cool. I looked just like the character. Everyone needed a picture because of this. And I'm the one who's sitting here insecure. I'm the one who's judging myself. I'm the one who's giving my own self a hard time. And after leaving that con later that day, I told myself I was never going to allow myself to be my own worst enemy again. Because I decided that day that the scariest person I was dealing with was my own self, and I refused to put myself in that situation again. And sometimes I say this to say that sometimes you have to look at it. Are other people going to say things, or are you just assuming other people are going to say things? Are other people going to attack you, or are you just assuming other people are going to attack you? You never know how the audience is going to respond to whatever cosplay you put out there. So put that cosplay out with confidence, guys. Just like I should have wore that Ikumi Mito cosplay with confidence. And now I wear it and I'm so confident and people really loved the pictures I posted on Instagram. So you just never know how things are going to turn out. Do not be your own worst enemy. So as promised, I have a couple tips on how to be confident in your cosplay and how to just go through with that power that you're owning that you are all about it and that you look amazing. My first tip is going to be do what you love. Cosplay the characters that you love, the characters that make you smile, that make you laugh, the personalities that make you feel good about yourself. Try to cosplay those characters first, because no matter what people say, you're going to be happy with that cosplay because you're happy with those characters. You like their personalities, you vibe with them, you see yourself in those characters. And that's why it's so important to start out with them. Like, I started out with Roxanne from A Goofy Movie. I started out with Nani from Lilo and Stitch. I started out with SpongeBob because these are characters that I know, that I love, that I vibe with, and that I see myself with. I even started out with Debbie from the Wild Thornberries, and that one actually got a lot of traction, which I was shocked about. I did not think people were going to remember the Wild Thornberries. But just doing what I love made me love cosplay and not care about the negative comments. Speaking of negative comments are always going to happen. And it's how you choose to respond to them that is going to make all the difference to you. You can choose to block the person. You can choose to ignore the person. You can choose to respond with thanks for the comment. You're helping the algorithm. However you want to. But I just don't choose to engage trolls. Because trolls happen. They're always going to happen. And they only want to be like your bullies in grade school and get a rise out of you. Stop letting them. Stop letting them win by getting that rise out of you. Some of them even get paid. It's literally a job now to be a troll on celebrities' content. And then when every time a celebrity responds to the comment, that person gets paid. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you getting that person paid? That's why tip number two is set your boundaries. Set them. You are allowed to have boundaries. Everyone is. My boundaries are I block certain words on my post. My boundaries are my block button game is strong. My boundaries are sometimes I will turn off my comments when I just don't want to hear people's negativity. That's, you're allowed to have boundaries. Sometimes you post something and then you don't go on social media for the rest of the day because you don't need whatever negativity that may or may not come with it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely set your boundaries. You are entitled to them. That's why they allow you to block certain words on different types of social media. That's why they allow you to block people in general. And that's why you're allowed to report people, because you don't have to feel unsafe online. That is not the purpose of social media. And it really sucks that I've seen people go through stuff like this. I even made a video about this a while back. And I talked about how Doja Cat blocked this dude because she didn't want to deal with him anymore. And he made a song about her blocking him because he was trolling her. And then his followers went to her page. Why did you block this person? Why'd you block this person? Unblock this person. And I don't know how she kept her comments on that long. I definitely would have turned off my comments because I wouldn't have been able to handle that. Like, she's strong for that. But that's what I'm talking about. Set your boundaries and do not accept other people's BS. Remember your core values. Remember your why. You should have values in everything you do. I am a strong believer of having values in everything you do. You have values on what you value in friendships. You have values in what you value with family. You have values in what you value in relationships. You should also have values with social media and your brand, because your cosplay, your Instagram, that's your brand. And at the end of the day, you should have values on what you will and will not do. Mine in particular, I don't like to post a lot of pictures of me not wearing a lot of clothes, but that's my prerogative. Some people, they love doing that, and I'm all here for them, and I'm here for that. But for me, it's just something personally that I'm not comfortable with, and I've set my boundaries, and that's why I say it's so important. Another great tip, and the final tip I'm going to give you guys, is find your freaking community. Finding your community is going to change your life, I'm telling you. Finding that group of friends, creating those bonds, being social on social media. Instagram is more than just taking a picture and posting it. Facebook is more than just writing a status. You have to go out here and you have to find your community, and you have to let them know that you want to build those relationships and build those friendships. Because I've seen it where some of my friends get harassed by people online, and then 5 seconds later, the rest of us come to the rescue and we get rid of that person. We do it because they found their community of friends who have their back. It's amazing. You can find communities through hashtags. You can find communities through other people. Or you can go to someone's Instagram page and it'll tell you this person is like these five people. You can go check out their content. But with filling uncomfortable with posting, certain cosplays, if you have that community behind you, you won't be worried about what people have to say about it, because that community will have your back and they will end that person. It's like having a bunch of best friends. Online friends rock, and I can't wait to share the online friends versus real friends episode later on, but online friends are amazing. So those are three tips that I have. I have a ton more. I'm probably going to make a part two to this, but definitely those are the three tips I have for you guys to start out. Let me know how they work for you. And let me know if you guys have any tips. Definitely go to the Instagram and comment them and let me know. What are you people saying? Yeah. Today on What Are You People Saying, I posed two questions. What makes you confident in your cosplay? To this, I got a couple answers. Because I do it for me and nobody else. Doing your cosplay for you is so important. It's showing up for yourself. It's having yourself gain that self-confidence and that self-power that other people's comments are just like water just rolling off your back. Doesn't even bother you. The next answer I got was weaving my own personality into my cosplay. I see my personality so much in my own cosplay that I 100% agree. Cosplay is subjective, just like art. You should create what brings your personality to life. There's no one way to cosplay SpongeBob. There's no one way to cosplay Spinelli. There's no one way to cosplay Inuyasha. Like, we should be able to just take the parts of that cosplay so people kind of know what we are, but turn it into something different. We can do hipster versions. We can do kid versions. We can do adult versions. There's just a lot of different ways to do cosplays of one character. My favorite way to do SpongeBob is with a blonde curly fro, but hey, everybody's different. The next question I posed is, what's your favorite cosplay and why? One of the answers I got was Miss Choke, because I look like a baddie. Yes, you do, boo. You look like a baddie. But I can still be the goofy person I am. I love that. I love a cosplay that helps your personality shine through. And I love one that's fun. That's why SpongeBob is one of my favorite cosplays to do. Because I can just be goofy in that cosplay. I had such a blast to see CT2 as SpongeBob. A lot of people wanted to take pictures. They were like, oh my god, that's so cute. I had a blast. So I definitely see being goofy and doing fun cosplays where your personality can just shine through. I'm 100% for that. So in conclusion, just don't put pressure on yourself to get that perfect shot, to get the most likes out of it, or to even post something that's going to get no negativity. Because at the end of the day, as long as you're posting for you, it doesn't matter. Just do your best, do what you love. Make sure that the picture makes you feel good, you feel confident, and you feel happy before you post it. That's what I do, and it works for me every single time. I enjoy chatting with you guys this Thursday, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next Thursday. Bye! Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.